You're listening to KFJC. I'm Brian Chandler. With me on the other line here is Dr. Simon Rowe from the Keys Bistro in North Beach. Can you hear me?
I can.
Oh, great. Okay, fantastic. Yeah, we just went playing some Grant Green to kind of like get into the mood here.
Lovely.
Lovely. Thanks for calling me back. This is with me on KFJC is the Keys Jazz Bistro, just opened in North Beach. When did it open? Just like November 10th, right?
Correct. Yeah, November 10th. We had Claire D, sort of launch proceedings with us, with a lovely trio. And, we gathered about 125 people in the space.
Now, it's located right now. What is that used to be in North Beach there on Broadway on Kearney, right at the end of Kearney? What
right.
was
so it's had quite a history. The front part of our venue is U-shaped, and the front part used to be the El Matador.
That was the El Matador.
Owned by Barnaby Conrad from the early 50s to the early 70s.
Correct.
So many great jazz musicians played there, from Vince Guaraldi to Paul Desmond to Cal Jada, Carmen McRae, the list goes on and on. And so that is actually part of our space. And then the other space around the corner used to be for 60 years with Vanessi's, very notable Italian restaurant.
Right. I wasn't here then. Were you around during those times?
No, I wasn't. I wasn't. Of course, I've only been in San Francisco here for 5 years, since 2016. But I'm having a ball learning about all this really rich history that happened in that North Beach area with, all the great clubs that were the Jazz Workshop was across the road. Enrico's had music, across
yep.
Kearney. There and the Keystone Corner was just around the corner.
Keystone Corner, my God, I mean, it's infamous, right?
Exactly. That was a really fantastic club for most of the 70s, I believe. And then, of course, Pearl's more recently was just around the corner.
Right, Pearl's is right by Specs there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I actually live there in North Beach now. When COVID hit, I moved to North Beach around 1985, and then smattering of living in the city here for a while. But so I've seen a little bit of things going on, and I'm really glad to talk with you, because I wanted to actually ask you a couple questions here right off the bat. When is it's open every night, is it, or no?
Yes, so we're open. If you go, you can find out all the information about our performances and our days of business on the website, of course, at keysjazzbistro.com is the best place to find out everything about us. But we're typically open from Wednesdays through Saturdays. We do two shows on each of those evenings, 7 o'clock and 9 o'clock. And then on Fridays and Saturdays, we do our late night set, and we've predominantly been featuring organ trios. And we have a beautiful Hammond B3 in place on one end of the stage, and an amazing CF9 Yamaha concert grand piano on the other end of the stage. So the venue is appropriately named Keys for that reason.
Ah, got it. Now, I was wondering that. That's a great name. And then you play the Hammond B3 yourself.
I do, and I'm a pianist as well. Yeah,
and you have a trio, is that right? That you're doing this?
Yes, correct. I've got a Hammond organ trio, and I've got a piano trio. And
cool.
This week, my Hammond organ trio with wonderful guitarist Dave McNabb and great drummer Brian Fischler will preside during the late night set. On Friday and Saturday evenings, so the 2nd and 3rd of December.
Very cool. And again, for the audience there, you can go to Keys, that's K-E-Y-S, jazzbistro.com for information. It's at 498 Broadway at Kearney in North Beach. Now, I'm just kind of curious, in this COVID thing, you guys must have formulated this whole idea. Marshall was involved with it as well, right?
Marshall has been helping to spread the word. That's been his primary function here as a publicist and basic storyteller and helping us to to tell the story of the conception and the vision of the venue. And of course, you know, Marshall himself has been closely aligned with, you know, a lot of jazz activity in the Bay Area and
Yoshi's,
beyond.
So, Yoshi's, right?
Right.
San Francisco Jazz Center.
Correct. So Marshall is definitely helping us spread the word, which is great.
That's cool as heck. And now there's another co-owner, Matt Mullenweg, is that right?
That's correct. Matt is the co-owner, and he and I had a conversation. He's a lover of jazz music, and but also the founder of WordPress. So his roots go deep into the tech world, obviously, but his passion for jazz began, you know, even before he ignited that passion.
You know, I've been wandering up and down from Mabuhay days. There was a place called Mabuhay. There was a Rock on Broadway, another place to play, paid to play up there on the corner. So I've been wandering around there in North Beach many, many years, but I've always been wondering, like, what is going to happen to the space where you're in right now? And I'm just sitting there doing nothing.
Mm-hmm,
and that's
mm-hmm.
fantastic that you've got it open. It's like, thank you very much for doing that.
Well, it's my pleasure. It's been, you know, a vision that I've pursued for much of my life as a professional musician. I've always curated and presented and founded, you know, over the last two decades. This is the fourth venue that I've founded. And so it's really a pleasure to be sort of tweaking that vision every time we get to do it. And finally, we have a beautiful space, and we're in a city, I think, full of, you know, high-level, world-class artists who need a hub around which to practice their art and their craft. And then, you know, fortunately, we have a you know, pretty culture-seeking and culture-loving audience here in the Greater Bay Area that is going to seek out those opportunities. So yeah. There are many pieces in place for this to be, you know, very successful. And of course, the sort of, what should I say, prime driver for this mm-hmm. aspect of our culture, for jazz music and the culture around it, is that ability to gather in an intimate space and hear musicians, you know, whisper and shout, you know, within the same 1 hour presentation.
Now, are you very familiar with you know, the staff or the group down there at Bimbo's? I think it's Harry Duncan. He was down there for a number of years, and he's over on the jazz station here. You know,
right? I have heard of Harry, and you know, I'm aware of the, you know, good work that has been happening at Bimbo's.
Yeah, I have to introduce you to Harry at some point. Harry is a wealth of information. I was on KUSF radio station with him, and he moved over to the jazz station now, which is very nice to see. Now, you actually, in fact, are from Sydney, Australia.
Correct.
And you are executive director of the Brubeck Institute and the executive of the Roots Jazz and American Music Program at the Conservatory of Music San Francisco.
Correct. I've spent the last 20 years of my life as a college professor, and happy to have done that and to have been able to perpetuate, you know, the joy and the love and the discipline of this music with young students. I felt like now that my kids are grown, it's as good a time as to start to focus a little bit more on the advocacy for our community, because I think that, you know, unfortunately the opportunities are rare to see artists working on themselves in specially curated environments. And what we're trying to do here is give people a chance, you know, as the same opportunities that they got, you know, 20, 30, 40 years ago to develop their voice over the course of a week. So you might have observed that we had Kenny Washington here right out of the gate.
Mm-hmm. I did.
You know, and he did a four-night run there. And I was speaking with Andy Gilbert, who did a beautiful review of his show at Keys. And, you know, Kenny began on Wednesday, and, of course, the band sounded wonderful. But by Saturday evening, I said it was just crazy. I mean, Kenny came out and started scatting on a minor blues, you know, before the band had even started. And so you see musicians sort of get the wind beneath their wings and begin to take chances. And of course, amazing music results when people feel comfortable and supported and appreciated.
You bet, you bet. And I think North Beach is a good place to start and do that. Now, you said that you were a professor for 20 years now, and you've been in other venues and that sort of thing. Were you primarily in Australia for a long time, or did you?
No. My wife is Australian also, and we've been in this country for 37 years.
Okay, all right. You're here.
So I came to this country to pursue this art form, and this has been my life's work, jazz music, and you know, there's nowhere in the world that the cultural basis for this music is better expressed and better understood, and I think the real the reason for the music is perpetuated in our culture, and of course it's very much a Black African American art form, and emanates from that culture, and those of us who are lucky to partake and understand that culture then become part of the propagation of the art form itself.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we have a radio show here. Well, KFJC is down. We're down here at Foothill College, and so we're been around for 62 years on the air. What's very cool is we have a show called The Jazz Collective, which is on Fridays at 10:00 in the morning. And when it piqued my interest to see Keys, I'm also a very big jazz aficionado as well. But let the word out so that when people know, we can give away tickets as well for certain nights that we have there.
Absolutely.
It'd be great.
Well, that's the other lovely thing we have is we have plenty of space there. So, the chance to welcome new listeners and enthusiasts is there. And, we can fit about 85 people in for a show. So there's room, of course, to welcome people who are just maybe discovering the amazing world of this music.
And this is so people understand, there's food served there as well. You have plates, and there's non-alcoholic, there's alcohol.
Exactly. Yeah, we've got we've been fortunate to have assembled a team of really skilled servers and bartenders and cooks. And they're coming up with some beautiful options. I think our specials at the moment include coq au vin, and then we've got a little bit of southern influence also. So I think last night we were serving barramundi on grits.
Ooh la la.
So very nice fish and chicken and vegan options as well. So,
that's great.
And a really nice wine list. For people who are particular about their wine choices as well.
Sounds really good. Now, so everybody knows, is it 498 Broadway, right at the base, top of Kearney? Now, I was thinking, for anybody that's comes to San Francisco from and they want to come up on BART, we now have a brand new little thing, the Chinatown. What is that? The light rail that takes you right to Chinatown, and it's just a hop, skip, and a jump. You can walk from Stockton right over to the club or any place in North Beach. So that's just another option for people that are looking, if they're coming in on BART or whatever.
That's absolutely right. And the Monroe Station's just a short walk up the hill too.
Yep, Monroe Station's right there too.
So tell me, lots of easy options.
So how did I'm trying to figure out, wrap my head around this. I know that you probably had Matt and you talked about jazz. How did you guys come up with let's do this? And it was COVID, right? COVID just, I mean, what?
Well,
how?
For me, it was really, I like to actually give my wife some credit for this, because she often talks about our lives, our modern lives, in terms of medieval lifetimes. And if you go back 1,000 years, people probably only got about 30 years, in a life. And these days, people are living, very happily and productively, into their late 80s and 90s. So, we talk about our, third medieval lifetime, if you like. And so, after 20 years of teaching college, I really was feeling drawn to to do something, you know, more specific in terms of advocacy and support of the musicians who play this beautiful music. And so, you know, as I said, I curated and done some things, you know, in conjunction with my teaching. But so this for me is, you know, a passion project realized. And fortunately, mm-hmm. you know, Matt, you know, was in a position to be able to support and join that vision and understand that vision. And so together, you know, we're able to have created this and gotten it rolling.
Yeah, this sounds great. Because I tell you, we had so many clubs, so many things during COVID, as we all were during that whole period where just, oh, no, another one went. Oh, no. And now, as you said, as we get into the renaissance period of our late lives, here we are. Mm-hmm. A lot of the clubs, you know, the list for the concerts here, venues, the entertainment calendar that we do is pretty extensive now. So you have a little competition mm-hmm. ahead of you, but I don't think so much as far as jazz, because this seems like a venue that's very, very cozy and it's relaxed.
Yeah, it's relaxed, but it's all sophisticated. You know, I'm as a jazz musician, I've been in many of the best venues in the world. I know exactly what they feel like, from the Village Vanguard to the Blue Note to Ronnie Scott's. You know, I've seen all of these clubs, mm-hmm. and I grew up with a great club in Sydney, Australia too. There was one called the Basement, mm-hmm. which was the vision of a German entrepreneur by the name of Horst Leopold, who did, you know, the Basement in Sydney for 10 years, and then he actually moved to New York and founded Sweet Basil's, you know, and then Lush Life mm-hmm. shortly after. And he just passed away at the ripe old age of 93 or 94, I think, last year.
Aww.
So, but he spent his life creating spaces where artists could be respected, admired, and could mingle with the audience and with their public in a really mutually supportive way.
That's cool as heck. I can't wait to come in and meet you face to face. So I'm going to give everybody a little bit of an itinerary here. Let's see, we have coming up today, well, the Noel Jukes Quartet.
Noel Jukes. And Noel is one of those iconic San Francisco musicians in his... He's 82 years young.
Holy cow.
And still playing amazingly. And here's a man that sat in with Philly Joe Jones in a jazz workshop, you know. So he brings that history into every tune he plays. And, you know, he's played with everybody. And he has a really nice quartet and a book, an amazing book of tunes you've never heard of. That he carries all the way from the early 20th century through to the present day. Mm. And his nickname is Dr. Legato, and you will understand when you hear him play. He's just got this beautiful, warm tone, and he's a consummate sort of spokesperson, too, for the art form. So you learn, you can't help but learn a ton when you watch Noel play and listen to him.
That's really cool.
Yeah, and I'm happy to run over that. So then my trio is playing on the late sets on Friday and Saturday, my organ trio with Dave McNabb and Brian Fischler.
Mm-hmm.
Next week we have the amazing Sylvia Cuenca with her quartet, and she has jazz royalty in her husband, Essiet, Korn Essiet, on bass, who played with Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers, is in her quartet. Ooh. And then she hasn't told me who's rounding that group out yet, but I'm determined to find that out. Then Adam Klippel will front his organ trio next Friday and Saturday evenings, the 9th and the 10th. And he is the current working keyboard player and Hammond organist with the touring version of Blood, Sweat, and Tears at the moment. So,
nice.
You know, we're doing our best to champion...
Great.
You know, to champion the best of our Bay Area scene, and many of these musicians are playing all over the world, but they just happen to call the Bay Area home.
I'm afraid you're never going to get rid of me. I'm just I just live up at the corner, just on Powell and Green, and I'm like, okay, I'll see you there.
Yeah, come on down. Come on down. There's a lot going on. And, you know, I know, I'm throwing a lot of stuff at you, but, you know, the easiest way to do it is just to jump on the website and have a look at who's coming up, you know.
Right.
And I'd love to make special mention, too. I think, Patrick Wolf will be back after Sylvia Cuenca. He's doing the following week. And then, you know, I have the pleasure with my piano trio of hosting the amazing Craig Handy, who's, you know, truly one of the great tenor saxophonists on the planet at the moment.
Absolutely.
That's the week of Christmas. And then coming up to New Year's Eve, we're going to do a little bossa nova and samba with Sandy Cressman and her working quintet, which is going to be just beautiful. And so that's for folks that want to, you know, bring in the new year with a little Southern Hemisphere action. Sandy will do that. She always has beautiful, well organized, and super interesting groups.
Well, this is good stuff. So I think what we'll do here is I'll see you there at the club here in the next day or two. What I'm going to do is I'm going to give away a pair of tickets after we get off here for the show. I think Marshall gave me a pair to give away, for the tomorrow with the Noel Jukes Quartet.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, Brian, I really appreciate you reaching out and helping us to spread the word and supporting our new venture here.
Yes, yeah, looking forward to it. Dr. Simon, thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you, Brian.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And this is KFJC. That's the Keys Jazz Bistro info. If you'd like to go see that venue that's just opened up here November 10th, we're giving away two pairs for tomorrow at 9 p.m. So all you have to do is give us a call here. The number is 650-941-2500. And that way you can go to the show. So the number is 650-941-2500 to go see the show with Noel Jukes Quartet playing through Saturday.